We first opened up, we had a lot more what we call new old stock, and that was the warehouse stock. And that stuff obviously was scarfed up by collectors over the years, and we continue to find it, but we had probably 60 to 70% of our stock was new old stock. It was old items that had not seen daylight in 40, 50 years. And in our business, warehouses are like the old gold rush days where you look for merchandise. And warehouses are old buildings, warehouses. Many of them are 2, 3 stories. Some of them are 5 or 7 stories. And they're filled with oodles and oodles of old merchandise, old stock from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. At that time, the 80s wasn't that hot back then. And I had found one. It was five stories in Columbus, Ohio. And in our business, you never tell anybody about a warehouse because it's the gold rush. You don't know what can happen. And for a couple of years, I bought things out of that warehouse. It helped me start my business, Big Fun. So I was putting out cases of, I had Davy Crockett toy watches from the 50s. I had hairnets from the 50s. You know, who would buy a hairnet? Well, I'd buy them, and I'd take the envelopes, and I would take the hairnet out, and I would put letters in there, and I would use them as regular envelopes, put a label over it. We had Pee Wee harmonicas. We just had oodles and oodles of things.